May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I wrestled between two different words to share, but I've got this one, and then tomorrow I'll you save the other one. If you'll turn to Galatians 2, verse 20. Galatians 2, if you have a Bible in front with you, or there's a red one somewhere in front of you, but this is one of those ones that's probably on your refrigerator with a magnet holding it there. And so, it says again, I'm crucified with Christ. And that word there means it's a perpetual reality. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who is living, that's the language, who is right now living in me. And the life which I'm now living by faith in the Son of God. There's actually several ways, and you'd be right grammatically either way, to interpret that scripture, to translate it different. The King James says, the life that I live, which is literally I'm now living by the faith of the Son of God. That's really, if you do the literal translation, that easily can be interpreted that way. The least likely one is the one that's in most modern translations, and the New American Standard is the best translation out there. That's what I've got. By faith in the Son of God is probably the worst translation. But another translation that's maybe as accurate as the King James, and maybe they're all true because it's all biblically true, says the life that I'm now living, the word by there is the wrong word. It's the word in. The life that I'm now living in the faithfulness. The word faith there can also be translated faithful. I'm living in the faithfulness of the Son of God. It's a powerful translation. You know, it's one thing to live by grace, and that's true. You can say I'm living by grace. But in terms of your positional reality, what's true is that you're standing in grace, according to Romans. It's cool to think that I'm living my environment, the very air that I breathe, is grace. That's the truth about the atmosphere of my life in Christ. But it's also true that you're living in the faithfulness of the Son of God, who loved you, proved himself faithful, and gave himself for you. Now think about what that scripture means. Now, I've told this story before, so those of you all who have heard it, bear with me. But it's one of my favorite stories. And one of the best known, most famous, powerful missionaries in history was a man named Hudson Taylor. And in the late 1800s, he was the first missionary to go into inland China. He started the China Inland Mission, which now is Overseas Missionary Fellowship, OMF. And he was the first one to go into inland China and to have all of his missionaries adapt to the Chinese culture instead of asking them to adapt to Western culture. And God used them in profound and powerful ways. If there's a book called Hudson Taylor's Spiritual Secret, and I encourage you, if you've never read it, to read that book. It'll change your life because you'll discover what he discovered at the end of the book, which is just transforming when he talks about the exchange life. And he was the most famous Christian in the late 1800s and the early 1900s in all the world. He was the best known, most famous, most respected. And after his life was transformed, as he discovered the all-sufficiency of the indwelling Christ who lived in him, he would travel all over the world. And one thing he would do is recruit missionaries. But the other thing is that he would just do conferences and lead things, and people would go to hear him talk about what he had discovered about living by faith. And when he was in his 80s, he came to North America and did a conference. And I forget whether it was in northeastern United States or in Canada, but he spoke at a church. It was announced that Hudson Taylor is going to come and speak on faith. Now just think, who you consider to be the most famous Christian in the world, that's who he was. And so this place was just full, thousands of people there. And this old man who had written so much, who had become so famous, the testimony of his life and his change of his life had affected so many people on the earth. He stands up and he says, you know, there are just some times when I can't believe God. And everybody was stunned to hear him say that because he was supposed to be talking about faith. They already knew what it's like to not believe God. That's where they were struggling with, like most Christians. And he said, but when I can't, I just rest in his faithfulness. And then he begins to preach, and of course, that's what faith is. Faith is always fixed on an object. It's like, it's always fixed on its faithfulness. Problem with our day that we live in, and in the charismatic world particularly, we've made an idol out of faith, and we think it's all about faith. Faith is a product. Faith cometh. Faith rests in faithfulness. And when you think about that, it's one thing to live by the faithfulness of God, but listen to what that verse says. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ, who's living in me right now. You may not recognize it, you may not acknowledge it, you may act like it's not true, you're doing stuff in your own strength, you're living in fear and worry and all that kind of stuff, but Christ is alive and active in you right now as your very life, longing to express that in your experience. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ who's living in me right now. These are all those wonderful present tenses. And the life which I'm now living, whatever it is your life involves, I'm living in the faithfulness of the Son of God. You've been placed into the faithfulness of Jesus. You're not just living by his faithfulness. You're actually living, he says, the life that I now live. Christ is living in me, and so this life that I'm now living, that's allowing Christ to live in me, I'm living in the faithfulness of the Son of God. That's just amazing to me. That's the world that you're in. You know, the word baptize is really the word dip, or to place into. We'll talk about that more tomorrow, but you've been placed into this river of grace. You've been placed into the faithfulness of Jesus. Think of what that verse says. Christ is now living in you, and your life now is simply acknowledging the one who's living in you is faithful. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it may feel like, no matter what you think, no matter what others say, no matter what the devil tells you, Jesus right now inside of you who's living as your very life is faithful. He's being faithful. You can trust that. What do you do with that? Didn't say, you can experience the faithfulness of God. You can. You're living in the faithfulness of the Jesus who's living his life in you. And so no matter what comes at you, he's faithful. If it's battles within, he's being faithful. He's faithful. You can just rest in that. You can just celebrate that. You can just praise him for that. A ministry opportunity, just go into that ministry opportunity thanking him that the one who's living in you is being faithful. He's faithful to be anointed, to be powerful enough, to know what, give insight. He's faithful to cover it all. You see, that's why throughout the centuries, 95% of the Christians were ignorant. Can you imagine they didn't go to ministry school and God used them? Can you imagine somebody not going to seminary? Well, yeah, I could imagine that. But not going to ministry school and somehow God could still use them. Because they don't know everything. They don't have all the secrets, all the shortcuts, all the keys, all the right ways of doing it. You know? Can you imagine? And I celebrate all those things. We laughed a Sunday about, can you imagine somebody who's never heard all the complicated prophetic words and all the new truths that are coming out on the internet? Can you imagine somebody in Africa who can't read, much less go to the internet, or read all of Bill Johnson's books? Can you imagine somebody being used? God doing miracles and signs and wonders? Well, you do understand the vast majority of the most powerful Christians throughout the 2,000-year history of the church couldn't read or write or didn't have access to a printed Bible. What in the world got them through? How did they make it without getting the latest prophetic word from Elijah List that talked about, I had a vision of a crescent roll with a butter on top and there was a bee on top of that and it fell through a pile of honey and it all means this. I'm like, oh my God. It's simple. How do they do it? Because they were living in the faithfulness of a Jesus who lived in them. And they learned to live by faith. And you know what? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to live resting in the faithfulness of Jesus who's living inside of you right now. The life which I'm now living, I'm living not by, but in the faithfulness of Jesus. That's where I'm at. I wake up every day right smack in the middle of the faithfulness of Jesus. And Jesus lives right smack in the middle of me. Just incredible. We've taught ourselves. We've educated ourselves into being almost useless when it's really so very simple. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.